Set 4906, penalties for failure to comply with service reporting requirements. Section 641 of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1372, is amended. 1. In subsection C1, a, by striking institution, it place it bears an inserting institution. And, b, in subparagraph e, by striking at end. 2. In subsection D2, by striking fails to provide a specified information and all that follows, and inserting does not comply with the reporting requirements set forth in this section, the Secretary of Homeland Security may a. impose a monetary fine on such institution in an amount to be determined by the Secretary, and b. suspend authority of such institution to issue a Form I-20 to any alien. Set 4907, visa fraud, immediate withdrawal of SEV certification. Section 641D of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1372D, is amended. 1. In paragraph 1A, by striking institution and inserting institution, and 2. By adding at end the following. 3. Effect of reasonable suspicion of fraud. If the Secretary of Homeland Security has reasonable suspicion that an owner of or designated school official at an approved institution of higher education, another approved educational institution, or designated exchange visitor program has committed fraud or attempted to commit fraud relating to any aspect of the student and exchange visitor program, or if such owner or designated school official is indicted for such fraud, the Secretary may immediately a. suspend such certification without prior notification, and b. suspend such OFFICIALS or such SCHOOLS access to the student at exchange visitor information system service. B. Effect of conviction for visa fraud. Section 641B of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, as amended by subsection A, is further amended by adding at the end the following. 5. Permanent disqualification for fraud. A designated school official at or an owner of an approved institution of higher education, another approved educational institution, or a designated exchange visitor program who is convicted for fraud relating to any aspect of the student and exchange visitor program shall be permanently disqualified from filing future petitions and from having an ownership interest or management role, including serving as a principal, owner, officer, board member, general partner, designated school official, or any other position of substantive authority for the operations or management of the institution in any United States educational institution that enrolls non-immigrant alien students described in subparagraph FRM of Section 101A15 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A15. Set 4908. Background checks. In general, Section 641B of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1372D, as amended by Section 4907 of this Act, is further amended by adding at the end the following. 6. Background check requirement. A. In general, an individual may not serve as a designated school official or be granted access to service unless the individual is a national of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence and during the most recent 3-year period. The Secretary of Homeland Security has conducted a thorough background check on the individual, including a review of the INDIDIDUALS criminal and sex offender history and the verification of the INDIDIDUALS immigration status, and determined that the individual has not been convicted of any violation of United States immigration law, and BB is not a risk to the national security of the United States, and A. The individual has successfully completed an online training course on SEV and SEVIS, which has been developed by the Secretary. B. Interim designated school official. In general, an individual may serve as an interim designated school official during the period that the Secretary is conducting the background check required by subparagraph AII. A. Reviews by the Secretary. If an individual serving as an interim designated school official under clause I does not successfully complete the background check required by subparagraph AII, the Secretary shall review each Form I-20 issued by such interim designated school official. 7. Fee. The Secretary is authorized to collect a fee from an approved school for each background check conducted under paragraph 6AI. The amount of such fee shall be equal to the average amount expended by the Secretary to conduct the background check. The effective date. The amendment made by subsection A shall take effect on the date that is 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act. Set 4909. Revocation of authority to issue Form I-20 of flight schools not certified by the Federal Aviation Administration. Immediately upon the enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall prohibit any flight school in the United States from accessing SEVIS or issuing the Form I-20 to an alien seeking a student visa pursuant to subparagraph FIRMI of Section 101A15 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A15 if the flight school has not been certified to the satisfaction of the Secretary and by the Federal Aviation Administration pursuant to Part 141 or Part 142 of Title 14, Code of Federal Regulations or similar successor regulations. Set 4910. Revocation of accreditation. At the time an accrediting agency or association is required to notify the Secretary of Education and the appropriate state licensing or authorizing agency of the final denial, withdrawal, suspension, or termination of accreditation of an institution pursuant to Section 496 of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1099b, such accrediting agency or association shall notify the Secretary of Homeland Security of such determination, and the Secretary of Homeland Security shall immediately withdraw the school from the SEV and prohibit the school from accessing SEVIS, Sec 4911, Repar Congress Assessment. Not later than 180 days after the date of enactment of this act, the Secretary shall submit to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives a report that contains the risk assessment strategy that will be employed by the Secretary to identify, investigate, and take appropriate action against schools and school officials that are facilitating the issuance of Form I-20 and the maintenance of student visa status in violation of the immigration laws of the United States. Set 4912, implementation of GAO recommendations. Not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary shall submit to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives the report that describes 1. The process in place to identify and assess risks in the SEV. 2. The risk assessment process to allocate SEVPS resources based on risk. 3. The procedures in place for consistently ensuring the SCHOOLS eligibility, including consistently verifying in lieu of letters. 4. How SEV identified and addressed missing school case files. 5. A plan to develop and implement the process to monitor state licensing and accreditation status of all SEV certified schools. 6. Whether all FLY schools that have not been certified to the satisfaction of the Secretary and by the Federal Aviation Administration have been removed from the program and have been restricted from accessing SEVIS. 7. The standard operating procedures that govern coordination among SEV, Counterterrorism and Criminal Exploitation Unit, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Offices. And 8. The established criteria for referring cases of a potentially criminal nature from SEV to the counterterrorism and intelligence community. Sec 4913. Implementation of SEVIS II. Not later than 2 years after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary shall complete the deployment of both phases of the second generation student and exchange visitor information system commonly known as SEVIS II. Title D. Jobs for Youth. Sec 5101. Definitions. In this title, 1. Chief Elected Official. The term Chief Elected Official means the Chief Elected Executive Officer of a unit of local government in a local workforce investment area, or in the case in which such an area includes more than one unit of general government, the individuals designated under an agreement described in Section 117(c)(1)(b) of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2832(c)(1)(b). 2. Local Workforce Investment Area. The term Local Workforce Investment Area means such area designated under Section 116 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2831. 3. Local Workforce Investment Board. The term Local Workforce Investment Board means such board established under Section 117 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2832. 4. Low-income youth. The term low-income youth means an individual who is not younger than 16 but is younger than 25. B. Meets the definition of a low-income individual provided in Section 101(25) of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2800(125), except that states and local workforce investment areas subject to approval in the applicable state plans and local plans may increase the income level specified in subparagraph B.I. of such section to an amount not in excess of 200% of the poverty line for purposes of determining eligibility for participation in activities under Section 5103. C is in one or more of the categories specified in Section 101(13)(c) of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2800(113)(c). 5. Poverty line. The term poverty line means a poverty line as defined in Section 673 of the Community Services Block Grant Act 42 U.S.C. 9902, applicable to a family of the size involved. 6. State. The term state means each of the several states of the United States and the District of Columbia. Sec 5102. Establishment of Youth Jobs Fund. The establishment there is established in the Treasury of the United States an account that shall be known as the Youth Jobs Fund, referred to in this title as the FUB. B. Deposits into the fund out of any amounts in the Treasury not otherwise appropriated. There is appropriated $15,000,000 for fiscal year 2014, which shall be paid to the fund to be used by the Secretary of Labor to carry out this title. C. Availability of funds of the amounts deposited into the fund. Under subsection B, the Secretary of Labor shall allocate $15,000,000 to provide summer and year-round employment opportunities to low-income youth in accordance with Section 5103. T. Period of availability. The amounts appropriated under this title shall be available for obligation by the Secretary of Labor until December 31, 2014, and shall be available for expenditure by grantees including subgrantees until September 30, 2015. Sec. 5103. Summer employment and year-round employment opportunities for low-income youth. In general, from the funds available under Section 5102C, the Secretary of Labor shall make an allotment under subsection C to each state that has a modification to state plan approved under Section 112 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2822, referred to in this section as the state plan modification or other state request for funds specified in guidance under subsection B, approved under subsection D, and recipient under Section 166C of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2911C, referred to in this section as a Native American grantee that meets the requirements of this section for the purpose of providing summer employment and year-round employment opportunities to low-income youth. B. Guidance and application of requirements. 1. Guidance not later than 20 days after the date of enactment of this Act, the Secretary of Labor shall issue guidance regarding the implementation of this section. 2. Procedures such guidance shall, consistent with this section, include procedures for A. The submission and approval of state plan modifications for such other forms of requests for funds by the state as may be identified in such guidance for modifications to local plans approved under Section 118 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2833, referred to individually in this section as the local plan modification, or for such other forms of requests for funds by local workforce investment areas as may be identified in such guidance that promote the expeditious and effective implementation of the activities authorized under this section. And B. The allotment and allocation of funds, including reallotment and reallocation of such funds that promote such implementation. 3. Requirements except as otherwise provided in the guidance described in paragraph 1 and in this section and other provisions of this title, the funds provided for activities under this section shall be administered in accordance with the provisions of subtitles B and E of Title I of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2811 et sec. 2911 et sec. Relating to youth activities, see state allotments. 1. In general, using the funds described in subsection A, the Secretary of Labor shall allot each state the total of the amounts assigned to the state under subparagraphs A and B of paragraph 2. 2. Assignments to states. A. Minimum amounts using funds described in subsection A, the Secretary of Labor shall assign to each state an amount equal to half of 1% of such funds. B. Formula amounts. The Secretary of Labor shall assign the remainder of the funds described in subsection A among the states by assigning I. 33 1/3% on the basis of the relative number of individuals in the civilian labor force who are not younger than 16 but younger than 25 in each state, compared to the total number of individuals in the civilian labor force who are not younger than 16 but younger than 25 in all states. B. 33 1/3% on the basis of the relative number of unemployed individuals in each state, compared to the total number of unemployed individuals in all states. And II. 33 1/3 on the basis of the relative number of disadvantaged young adults and youth in each state, compared to the total number of disadvantaged young adults and youth in all states. 3. Reallotment. If the governor of a state does not submit a state plan modification or other state request for funds specified in guidance under subsection B by the date specified in subsection D2A, or a state does not receive approval of such state plan modification or request, the amount the state would have been eligible to receive pursuant to paragraph 1 shall be allocated to states that receive approval of state plan modifications or requests specified in the guidance. Each such state shall receive a share of the total amount available for reallotment under this paragraph in accordance with the state's share of the total amount allotted under paragraph 1 to such state. 4. Definitions. For purposes of paragraph 2, the term disadvantaged young adult or youth means an individual who is not younger than 16 but is younger than 25 who received an income or is a member of a family that received a total family income that in relation to family size does not exceed the higher of a, the poverty line, or b, 70% of the lower living standard income level. T. State plan modification. 1. In general, for a state to be eligible to receive an allotment of funds under subsection C, the governor of the state shall submit to the Secretary of Labor a state plan modification or other state request for funds specified in guidance under subsection B in such form and containing such information as the Secretary may require. At a minimum, such state plan modification or request shall include a description of the strategies and activities to be carried out to provide summer employment opportunities and year-round employment opportunities, including linkages to training and educational activities, consistent with subsection F. B. A description of the requirements the state will apply relating to the eligibility of low-income youth, consistent with Section 5101 for summer employment opportunities and year-round employment opportunities, which requirements may include criteria to target assistance to particular categories of such low-income youth, such as youth with disabilities, consistent with subsection F. C. A description of the performance outcomes to be achieved by the state through the activities carried out under this section and the processes the state will use to track performance, consistent with guidance provided by the Secretary of Labor regarding such outcomes and processes, and with section 5104b(t), a description of the timelines for implementation of the strategies and activities described in subparagraph A, and the number of low-income youth expected to be placed in summer employment opportunities and year-round employment opportunities, respectively, by quarter. Assurances that the state will report such information relating to fiscal performance and other matters as the secretary may require and as the secretary determines is necessary to effectively monitor activities carried out under this section. F. Assurances that the state will ensure compliance with the requirements, restrictions, labor standards, and other provisions described in section 5104A. And G. If a local board and chief elected official in the state will provide employment opportunities with the link to training and educational activities described in subsection F2B, a description of how the training and educational activities will lead to the industry recognized credential involved. 2. Submission and approval of state plan modification or request. A. Submission. The governor shall submit a state plan modification or other state request for funds specified in guidance under subsection B to the Secretary of Labor not later than 30 days after the issuance of such guidance. B. Approval. The Secretary of Labor shall approve the state plan modification or request submitted under subparagraph A within 30 days after submission, unless the secretary determines that the plan or request is inconsistent with the requirements of this section. If the secretary has not made a determination within that 30-day period, the plan or request shall be considered to be approved. If the plan or request is disapproved, the secretary may provide a reasonable period of time in which the plan or request may be amended and resubmitted for approval. If the plan or request is approved, the secretary shall allot funds to the state under subsection C within 30 days after such approval. 3. Modifications to state plan or request. The governor may submit further modifications to state plan modification or other state request for funds specified under subsection B, consistent with the requirements of this section. B. Within state allocation and administration. 1. In general of the funds allotted to the state under subsection C, the governor may reserve not more than 5% of the funds for administration and technical assistance, and B. Shall allocate the remainder of the funds among local workforce investment areas within the state in accordance with clauses I through II of subsection C2B, except that for purposes of such allocation, references to state in subsection C2B shall be deemed to be references to local workforce investment area, and references to all states shall be deemed to be references to all local workforce investment areas in the state involved. 2. Local plan. A. Submission. In order to receive an allocation under paragraph 1b, the local workforce investment board, in partnership with the chief elected official for the local workforce investment area involved, shall submit to the governor a local plan modification or such other request for funds by local workforce investment areas as may be specified in guidance under subsection b, not later than 30 days after the submission by the state of the state plan modification or other state request for funds specified in guidance under subsection b, describing the strategies and activities to be carried out under this section. The approval. The governor shall approve the local plan modification or other local request for funds submitted under subparagraph A within 30 days after submission, unless the governor determines that the plan or request is inconsistent with requirements of this section. If the governor has not made a determination within that 30-day period, the plan shall be considered to be approved. If the plan or request is disapproved, the governor may provide a reasonable period of time in which the plan or request may be amended and resubmitted for approval. If the plan or request is approved, the governor shall allocate funds to the local workforce investment area within 30 days after such approval. 3. Reallocation. If a local workforce investment board and chief elected official do not submit a local plan modification or other local request for funds specified in guidance under subsection B by the date specified in paragraph 2, or the governor disapproves a local plan, the amount the local workforce investment area would have been eligible to receive pursuant to the formula under paragraph 1B shall be allocated to local workforce investment areas that receive approval of their local plan modifications or local requests for funds under paragraph 2. Each such local workforce investment area shall receive a share of the total amount available for reallocation under this paragraph in accordance with the AREA's share of the total amount allocated under paragraph 1B to such local workforce investment areas. F. Use of funds. 1. In general, the funds made available under this section shall be used A. To provide summer employment opportunities for low-income youth with direct linkages to academic and occupational learning, and may be used to provide supportive services such as transportation or childcare that is necessary to enable the participation of such youth in the opportunities, and B. To provide year-round employment opportunities which may be combined with other activities authorized under Section 129 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998-29 U.S.C. 2854 to low-income youth. 2. Program priorities in administering the funds under this section. The local board and chief elected official shall give priority to identifying employment opportunities that are in emerging or in-demand occupations in the local workforce investment area, or in the public or nonprofit sector and meet community needs, and B. Linking participants in year-round employment opportunities to training and educational activities that will provide such participants an industry-recognized certificate or credential referred to in this title as an industry-recognized credential. 3. Administration. Not more than 5% of the funds allocated to local workforce investment area under this section may be used for the costs of administration of this section. 4. Performance accountability for activities funded under this section in lieu of meeting the requirements described in Section 136 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998. 29 U.S.C. 2871 states and local workforce investment areas shall provide such reports as the Secretary of Labor may require regarding the performance outcomes described in Section 5104B5, Sec 5104. General requirements, the labor standards and protections activities provided with funds made available under this title shall be subject to the requirements and restrictions, including the labor standards described in Section 181 of the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, 29 U.S.C. 2931, and the non-discrimination provisions of Section 188 of such Act, 29 U.S.C. 2938, in addition to other applicable federal laws. B. Reporting. The Secretary of Labor may require the reporting of information relating to fiscal performance and other matters that the Secretary determines is necessary to effectively monitor the activities carried out with funds provided under this title. At a minimum, recipients of grants, including recipients of subgrants under this title, shall provide information relating to 1. The number of individuals participating in activities with funds provided under this title and the number of such individuals who have completed such participation. 2. The expenditures of funds provided under this title. 3. The number of jobs created pursuant to the activities carried out under this title. 4. The demographic characteristics of individuals participating in activities under this title. And 5. The performance outcomes for individuals participating in activities under this title, including a for low-income youth participating in summer employment activities under Section 5103. Performance on indicators consisting of I work readiness skill attainment using an employer-validated checklist. A. Placement in or return to secondary or post-secondary education or training or entry into unsubsidized employment. And B. For low-income youth participating in year-round employment activities under Section 5103. Performance on indicators consisting of I placement in or return to post-secondary education. A. Attainment of a secondary school diploma or its recognized equivalent. II. Attainment of an industry-recognized credential. And if entry into retention and earnings in unsubsidized employment. C. Activities required to be additional funds provided under this title shall only be used for activities that are in addition to activities that would otherwise be available in the state or local workforce investment area in the absence of such funds. D. Additional requirements. The Secretary of Labor may establish such additional requirements as the Secretary determines may be necessary to ensure fiscal integrity, effective monitoring, and the appropriate and prompt implementation of the activities under this title. E. Report of information and evaluations to Congress and the public. The Secretary of Labor shall provide to the appropriate committees of Congress and make available to the public the information reported pursuant to subsection B, Sec 5105, visa surcharge, a collection. 1. In general, subject to paragraph 2, and in addition to any fees otherwise imposed for such visas, the Secretary shall collect a surcharge of $10 from an employer that submits an application for an employment-based visa under paragraph 3, 4, 5, or 6 of Section 203B of Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1153B, and B. A non-immigrant visa under subparagraph C, HIB, HIC, HEA, HEB, OP, R, or W of Section 101A15 of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A15. 2. Expiration. The Secretary shall suspend the collection of the surcharge authorized under paragraph 1 on the date on which the Secretary has collected a cumulative total of $1500000000 under this subsection. B. Deposit. All of the amounts collected under subsection A1 shall be deposited in the General Fund of the Treasury. Passed the Senate June 27, 2013. Attest. Secretary. 113th Congress, 1st Session, S744, an Act to provide for comprehensive immigration reform and for other purposes.